Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Bava Basra Daf Ayin Dalet Bezer Hashem, the sugyus of Agat to Rabbi Barchano. As the Gemara was starting, it starts on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Barchano Zimachana Avake Zilna B'Midbara V'Slavi Bahadei Nahu Taya. Nine of the Gemara is a Mischalik. The stories that happened in the Yam, that's why it's an Amoiches Esfino. And the second part of the stories are stories that happened in the Midbar. As these part of the stories is, Nochoi Sofa, the Kama stories with the Hutaya, someone who's taking him. Rashi, the Shbam says, Seichi Yishmaeli, that he's taking him. As it says that Ahutaya Davashokal Afro Mayrichle Vamahochula Duchta Plan Vahuchula Duchta Plan. There was a taya that he was able to tell from the offer by smelling it which derech you could go. As the Ritva says that Shadis Kipshutai, the Ritva Shita is that Yumiyashu Gesugis Kipshutai. Bezog the Ritva that there's a remez Yeshba also. There's also a remez in the Indian, Shaina remez. He says it's a remez that in the Mahalach HaChayim that we go in life, we always have to be Mereachit. Which derech are we really holding? Are we holding on a derech HaToiva? Are we holding on a derech HaRa? We should always be checking and smelling it to see, is the derech HaChayim that we have one filled with the Reach of Psalmim of Gan Eden? Or is it filled with Chas V'Shalom, something else? Brings the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Hei, that Misha Samo Chosu Ba'ilam Hazeh Zechel Yeshua Is Ba'ilam Haba. Because someone is Baidik Is Drachu Ba'ilam Hazeh, he Zechel Ta'ilam Haba. C.S. Yisharim, famous in Perik Aleph, in Zihiros, he buys the Indian, I know it's Perik Beis in the Sefer, the first Perik in Zihiros, he buys the Indian of Zihiros. From this Pasuk in Tilam, the Gemara in Marek Maid Cotton. The Ritva says that's kilu what the taya is being miramis tas. We always have to check our ways in to make sure we're heading in the right way in life. The Gemara then continues and he says, "Ama teyach ve mase midbar." I'll show you the mase midbar. The Gemara says that they were gonu praktin. And the Gemara in the Hemshich is mavura that when he was Rochev Agamla, and he went with his Roimach, as he was in Nogach, in the Brechayim of the Mess. This Tais is Boisim here, that a Pakta means Panav Lamaila, like Kamay Shapirich Rach Benida, that it's Panav Lamata. And it is a Shiloh, when you go to sleep, the Gemara says you can't sleep Praktin. The Shiloh is, what does it mean? As the Rach Sheet is, you couldn't sleep facing down, because then you'll be guarding yourself to be Miskasha and be Moitzizer Levatala. And Tosis in Nida Daf Yud Gimel says another pshat like Tosis over here, that it means you shouldn't sleep facing up. It's also, that's the problem. Thus is one, Nikud Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura says, La Locha, Reish Lamites, you should be choshish for both shitas. You shouldn't sleep on your face, and you shouldn't sleep facing up. You should only sleep either on your side. It's wonderful. Do you see how you, what the pirish of praktin is? Like the sugya, the issa shina. Another nekud do you see is the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, the Kesef Mishnah, Rambam in Ovel Perik Dalet say. You see how you cover a mess in this Gemara, that the way you cover a mess is on his back with his face up. There's two hilchuses that you see from our sugya. Teres Chaim Gad is madgish that they weren't above the ground. They were in a mara. He took him into a mara, a mela, that's how he was, and he showed him in the mara. It doesn't mean they were literally above the ground. As Tesis has a Nidin, he brings that over here. You see the Mesim in Sittis, and he says L'chor over here is a Raya, that a Mes should be in Sittis, and it's Matcha, that these Mesim were different because they went into the Kever alive, and they were hoping to get up, so they went with their Sittis. He brings other Makairis that you do mikovro mes with a sitzis. He brings a kasha from another place that it's mashma that it's lag l'roish to have sitzis to a mess. As one of the malchim of Taisis is, as it's told in the Gemara Nida, if b'shas, when if mitzis abtelis lasid lavayin, it's mevur in Taisis. The Taisis learns like the Ritva Nida Samachalif that the kavana of lasid lavayin is b'shas tchias amesim. And according to the man the Yama, that you'll be chayiv in mitzis b'shas tchias amesim, as then you have to put on sitzis. Kedei that when he gets up by tchias amesim, he should have sitzis. And according to the man the Yama, that mitzvahs of Taylor is then you don't have to be covering with sitzis. This is one of the mahalchim of Taisus. L'chayra, there's a little bit of a ara. In the Gemara in the Hemshech, Rabbi Yechanan was mishtoi, how he went into a svina, and he saw a kartalisa and arges with avanam toivois. And the Gemara in the Hemshech says that it was the Katalisa de Tvisu, the Rav Chinina ben Doisa, the Siddha Shadi Tchilta Bala Tzadika La Alma de Asi, which is going to make Tchilas La Alma de Asi. The Shaila is, Rav Yechanan is the Shita that says in the Gemara Nida, and Mitzis Abatelis Lassid Lavai. If he holds Mitzis Abatelis Lassid Lavai, why in our Gemara is she being making tchelis with tzaddikim asid lavai. Pashasa means tchelis lasitzis. Unless you say nuchinami, it doesn't mean tchelis lasitzis, a big chiddush. So let's move on to the next Gemara. The next Gemara says that Amalei te achvi lecha hasinai. As Azuchazi the Hajile Akrava, the Kaimiki Chamri. They were Akvarim that were so big they were like Chamayrim. So, what's the Gemara coming to teach us? As there's a Maral in Chedushe HaGodis that says, also in Sefer HaNetzach, the Chedushe HaGodis over here, in Sefer HaNetzach, Perech Lamed Aleph, that it's coming to say the Maila Gdoila of Torah, that Misha Einu Roila is lo yachol to come close to it. Only somebody who works on himself and brings himself to the madriga that is roi to Torah, he can go to Hasinai. But somebody who's not roi to Torah, as thus is the Indian of Akre, if it hurts someone, sting, it kills someone, Hamar, he brings the Gemara that when a Hamar is noishich, you don't get healed from the bite. As to be miskarev to the Kaira, you have to be on a madrega. You can't just come and be miskarev to the Torah. You have to be muchan to be makadish yourself and be meroimim yourself. Be makayim the Torah. Do what's necessary to be makayim the Torah. As thus is the part, there's Harsinai, Abashatei Delacha. It's not poshut to come to Torah. To be willing to put yourself on the madrega that you're roi to Torah. Thus is the Mahalach of the Maharal and the Gemara. Rabbi Agoin Ramesha Shapiro brought a goin in two places, one place in Tikkunim, that Akrev is Miloshin Be'ikar. The Indian of Akrev is the Indian of Kfira Be'ikar. He says that's the Pshan in the Gemara. Brachas Lamed Gimel, that if a nafish is Karech ala Keva, you can continue Shmane Esrei. But Akrev, then you stop. So Akrev means a person who's Kofar Be'ikar. And it's coming, and the Akrev was Soviv La Sinai to tell you that only if you have a Shtark Yamun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as then you roi to be Loimed Taira, and be misaleh from the Torah. But for somebody who's koifer be'ikr, then he can have sheikhs to the Torah. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach, he said, was be a different going, that akrev is miloshen oiger rav. In order to be mekabel the Torah, you have to have a moon in the chachamim also. But somebody who's oiger the rav, Dahainu, he's Eikah the Tamid HaChomim, he's Levaz the Tamid HaChomim, he's not Mekayim the Takana Seim, the Gidei Seim, as then he's not able to be Mekayim the Iker HaTorah. As Bekitza, Bein Lefi the Maral, Bein Lefi the Goin, where Moshe is learning up in the Goyim, it's coming to say that to come to Sinai, you have to be Roy, you have to be Mis'ala, you have to have the Moon of Shlema to be Mis'al, to come to the Darg of Torah Ki Roy. The Gemara brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavakish that he should be made for the Neder. He wasn't made for the Neder. It's Kodim Kol Taisim Mechoyris and Daf Lamed Zayin asks that Afara is by a Baal to an Isha, not by a Bezdin. It's Lechoyri Rabbi Bar Chama is Mater a Neder, not Mefer a Neder. Ein Sham Mashikosav. Mishla Melech and Adarim Perik Zayin asks that there's a locha that a negeya b'davar can be made for a neder, matter a neder. He can't be on a bezin that does not tell us nedarim. As yes, over here, Rabbi Bar Chana was a negeya b'davar. He wanted this ned, the shvua of galus to go off. Everyone wants the gula. In shvua is perik vav locha zayin. Yes, that yitzarich lifer ha neder lifnei atara. As what's the pshat that Rabbi Bar Chana didn't know which shvua Hakadosh Baruch Hu was coming to be matter. Right, the halach is you have to be pirate in the shvuah. And the Mishnah Melech is learning that this Hataras Nadarim should go with all dinei Hataras Nadarim. So yes, some kama dinim of Hataras Nadarim on the Gemara. Yeah. The Gemara, he then continues, he says, Te v'arilach blue koirach. Dino, I'll show you the place where the people who were swallowed up by Koyrach and Adasai are. Chazi Trey Bizoi, Mavikomafke Kucho. As he saw two holes in the ground, and smoke was coming out. Shachu Gvava de Amra, Vemshinu Vemayim, Vetzitza Beroisha de Rumcha. He put two things of semer, he put water on it, and he put it on a stick. Vaili Hosom, Giafik, Havi Ishra Shachruche. Even though it was very wet, it still got burned from the fire of Gehenim. This Gemara is one of the Makaris in Shas, that Gehenim is a fire, and it burns, and the Gemara is pointing it out. You have the Gemara in Chagiga, after Svavam Beis, and that Acher was a Tana that went off the Derech. As originally they said, we're not going to don him in Gehenim, we're not going to bring him to Gan Eden. Gehenim is the tikkun that helps a person that comes to Gan Eden. That's being that he went off the derech, they weren't going to don him to Gehenim, they weren't going to bring him to Gan Eden. Abraham Meir was mispalel that they should send him to Gehenim. It says when Meir was nifter, Allah oshen mikivrei shel acher. And it went out oshen from kivrei shel acher. Then when he went to Gehenim, the simon was that Oshin came out of his kever. Another Gemara in Ervin Daf Yutes that Gehinom is Pisro Shel Gehenim. And if you ever go to the Kaisel, when you take the bus that comes out of the back from the Kaisel, it's on the Derech, there's this deep, like a big deep area where it goes down. That's the area of Gehinom. As it used to be, that was Yotza Asher Misham. Because it was the Pishchay of Shal Gehenim. If you think about it a little bit, I know if you ever went, you want to go for Tiyul to get Yerushalmayim, as there were places to go. Could you imagine going to the Midburn, seeing two holes of the ground where smoke comes out? And better yet, you go to a kever of a Rasha, and there's smoke coming out of his kever. Or Geinom, you go next to Yerushalayim, next to the Kaisel, and you see smoke coming out of the ground, the Pesach of Gehenim. Automatic Yerushalayim. If you see the fire of Gehenim, there were people that were choitim, they saw this. Not everyone in the world was choizah v'tshuva. Kudus pashit, like everything, you need hespaininus. You have to be mispainin. If you don't take it to heart, it's not mashpia. Not only if you see it in the Gemara too, you need to be misplaced in Makos of Khan. Gehenim is a fire. It's nish poshet. When a person does an Avera, it's mamish a fire. Gemara in Shabbos and Daflamit Tes. Gemara says that Chami Tveria is called Chami Aish Ladine Shabbos. Why? because it's nishchame me'eshel gehenem. Simamish la locha, that says eshel gehenem, it's a fire. Gemara in Chagiga, daf chav zayin, Talmid Chachamim daimel la salamandria, she'ein eshel gehenem shelet ba. So why didn't Talmid Chachamim ein eshel gehenem shelet ba? You see, oila pam, it's musigad eshel gehenem, it's not a moshel, like some people bring down. It's mamish kipshuta, it's a fire. Fire that burns. Hashem Yazor, we should all be Hoyluch B'Derech Sadikim. Not Chas V'Shalom, see the Eish of Gehenim. Yeah. And the soul brought down from the Sefer Oilos Ephraim. Very nice drash. And what's these two Bekayim? There were two holes. What are the two holes? He says that the two holes over here are remes to the two midas rois that the others of Korach had. The mid of Kina, they were Makana, someone else had godless, and the mid of Taibas HaKabah, they wanted to be Choshev. As that was Goyim, that they should fall into the Eish of Gehenim. Boy, that's what's Goyim Machloikis. Nahinu, when you're Makana other people, you want covetism, maybe you're Choylik on other people. Machloikis is Goyim, that you should be Neifel Gehenim, even Ketanim. Rashi brings down the Medrash al Torah, Pashas Korach, that even Ketanim went in Oshim for Machloikis. See, at Kama Tzarech Lizar, from Midas Reis. Midas Reis is Mamish, Mitzinas Adam in Eilam, Umivinas Adam, as for Shalom Dom Makom Loi Toif. What are they saying? Gehenim Moshe Emes Visay Rasa Shalem Visay Rasa Emes Vehein Badoyin. There's a licked in a kuda that Beemes the Rishayim in Gehenim is also Yotzakovet Shamayim, because Ayidei the Einish the Moida La Emes Moshe Emes Vitay Rasa Emes. As the Emes is the whole Bria is Kovet Shamayim. Kanikra Bishmi Lechvaydi Barasif. Chaval, chaval, that you should choose that the Kavod Shemayim that should be Yaitze is Ayidei Yo'einish in Gehenim. Oh, then we'll hear the Moshe Emes say Rasay Emes. We have a Breira. Every person could choose that the Kavod Shemayim that comes out from you is from his Limud HaTorah, from his mitzvahs. As everyone is Ma'avi Kavod Shemayim. That is what Surah you're going to do it in, through your mitzvahs and through the Nena Miziv HaShchina B'Schar your mitzvahs. That'll be the Kavod Shemayim that you'll give. Chas v'shalom le'idach gisa, the einish of people that were over on the Ratzon Hashem, that's also covered Shemayim. Yeah, maybe Yomim, if you have a choice, which way is a better, more mumlitz way of choosing to be yotze from you covered Shemayim. Afterwards, he told him, Tei ach v'loch, I'm going to go show you hechi denoshki ara v'shamayim adodi. The place where Shamayim meets Aretz. So in this Gemara, there's a Chedushi Agra, the goddess of Rama Bobachano, and he says that the tie over here is a muscle to the Yetzirah. Why is the Yetzirah doime to a Seicha Yishmeli? He says that's the avoid of the Yetzirah. He's constantly trying with fat and sell people things that are not good to Shchaira. So what's he trying to sell over here? What does it mean? The Makom, the Shemayim, Varanoshki, and the Zok the Goyin, a very interesting pshat. He says that the Emes Talmud Chacham who learns Kol Hazman, as the Yetzer is going to come and tell him not to learn, about the Talmud Chacham won't listen to him. He knows how important Torah is. It's not a Nesayin for him. As what's his Nesayin? As the Yetzirah comes, Ba'ifin Acher, Zog the Yetzirah, Emes, Avade. And if the Yetzirah is going to come and say, Be'isagin Tanuge Elam Hazeh, the Tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham is going to say, oh, there's nothing Shavin Elam Hazeh like Elam Haba. Oh. So what is the Yetzirah comes? Avade, there's nothing Shavin Elam Haba. Chvimoide, you should learn. But also, you should do Parnasa in Elam Hazeh, Kedei that you should be able to have your Parnasa. Like it says, Toivi Gia Kapecha, it's better if you work and you get your money than if you get it other ways, Aziz Mari Pasik, Memori Chazal, that it's important to work and to have Parnosa Taiva and also to learn. As a father, we never tell you not to learn. But while you're learning on the side, do little things on the side to be mispanis, that you should have Tayrug, Dula, Bemakam, Achel. As thus is the word that he tells him, you should see the Makam, the Shamayim, Va'are, Nashkiya Dodi. Place where you have Shamayim, Va'are, Nashkiya Dodi. What did he see? You see, he put his sal there, his mezainis there, and he came back and it was gone. That's what's the pshat. He says, because people think, oh, I'll be asik for panasim, because I'm learning, Hashem's going to help me, Hashem's going to make that the panasa should work out and things should go good. So geitzuch nishta zeya, kol min hashamayim. Hashem doesn't want a person to have panasa, even if he's a tzaddik. Hashem, and he's a talmud chacham. But Hashem doesn't mean that he'll be matzliach in what he does leparnasa. What does he mean? Zil, and afterwards it'll come back. The Goyin says it means schar b'hayal maleka. In this world, you can't say, okay, so I'm learning, so I'll be matzliach in parnasa. No, not muchrach. It could be schar b'hayal maleka. A person's going to get it later on. You don't know. Oh. What does it mean? V'ika ganvi hacha. As the guy, what it means is, Jasanda Pshad, he says that when people are dishonest in this world, when they're Isaac in Parnasa, as the Einish is Mida Keneg and Mida, that they're Makachigim in Shamayim, that are Goyrim, that the Ashpa of Parnasa that he was supposed to get, Ayyadei, his mitzvahs should be stolen from him. As that's what he's saying, Yike Ganavi Yacha, like if somebody wants to be Isaac in Parnasa, and he figures, okay, I'll be a little dishonest here, I won't be Ben Muna here, I'll do Gneva here, I won't be Ben Muna there. And he figures that, okay, it's a quick way to get rich, he'll have a lot of money. Marshall said, government things, they grant, okay, so I'll pull shtick, I'll take the government grants to myself, I'll put it in my pocket. Shem Shamayim Kimuvan, they should be able to support my children who are learning Kimuvan, to give stockers to yeshivas, v'chule. Abalamaisi does it shaloi be'emuna, as even if it's a shem shamayim, it doesn't make a chilek. But still, that's the anhaga. The anhaga is when a person does business dealings dishonestly, as even though he should get schar because he gives stock of a chulei, but Hashem makes that the mekachigim and the schar that he should have gotten won't come to him. So to be careful when you do whatever you do, it should be nice and be'amuna. So that's the mahalich of the going, just on the mahalich, and now your mahalich that the Gemara is coming to handle the nekuda of Torah, it should be reina Torah. You shouldn't be Isaac and Pandas and think Torah v'gdula b'makam echad. Then the Gemara says, those are the Gemaras of Ahutaya. The Gemara then continues. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was in a Sfina and he saw Ahu Kartalisa and Abibu Mikvuba Avonim Taiva Sumagolius. Again, the Gemara says that who is it for? It was Kartalisa Didvisu de Reb Chanina Ben Doise. Why was she Stafka Zeichu to Kartalisa and Arges with Avonim Tevim and Magalias? As explains the Masha, that this thing is the remez for the Schar Lossed Lovai. And why was she Zeichu B'miyuchud for this Schar Godel Lossed Lovai? Meaning even the outside was Avonim Tevim and Magalias. Koshke, what's in the inside? That you only see a remez at the outside, but you know it's something very special inside. That's why we should say for this such a special thing. He's mazbe with the Gemara that Reb Chanina ben Doise was a big ani. He was Isaac ben Taira, call his man, he didn't have any money. As one time, he was mispalel, and it came down a regal that was worth a lot. As he brought it home, and his wife said, where'd you get it from? Myself, Sophie told, and she said she doesn't want to take from a schar and shamayim. She went and he gave it back, and then shamayim they took the regal back. As kum to chayis, she had a gvaldig and a sayin. Here she was a poor lady, nemuch, a poor lady of the poor of Shopam. She mamish didn't have money, she didn't have food, she didn't have the basics. And here she has this damnus that Hashem, her husband Davin, Hashem gave them a gold thing that they could have sold, and they could have made loads of money. Amafiluhachi, for her, she didn't want to take a mashu of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. As Bishar, that she didn't want to take Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, and she was willing to learn Taira B'doichik, she was Zeicha to a Schara Meyuchid L'Olam Haba. Moed Yitachin, that's why it was Miskale B'Olam Hazeh, because she had a Giluyim Olam Hazeh in her Schara, and she gave up on it. She was zeicher that her schar should be a gilui ledidan, a limud ledidan, l'kuli yama, that should be a gemara in shas l'nitzchias, the beautiful schar that's put away for tzaddikim. This gemara is a gevaldik chizik l'kulanu. We all have anusyenis that because we're learning, we're doing avodas Hashem, or because we're shomer Torah u'mitzvos, that we could have gotten more things if we'd be doing other things, more money, more ashiris. As people sometimes could feel kilu, they're giving up. They gave up on something big. As her story with this gemara is a gavaldig limud. Shetelcha, anything you give up off for a mitzvah, as you're going to be mekabel harbe harbe yoser la'asid lavoi. So you never lose. Hashem always going to give you back and give you back much, much more. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara goes into the sugya of Livyason. There's two kinds of Livyasons. Then we go back to the Yam. So what are the Tanina Magdalim? That is two Livyasons. There's Livyason Nafish Bereach and Livyason Nakesh Akaltan. What Hashem do? Hashem saw that if they would be mistavig, as then machriven kol olam kulo, as ma'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sirus is a zachar, v'harig an akeva, u'mocha l'tzadikim l'asid lavai. As what's pshat in the Gemara? As in this in Yilavyasan, Kiyandua, that there's the pshat sheboy and the soid, the remez gadol sheboy. As the mafarshim learned that in pshuta is pashuk pshuta. The gemara's mashma, it's a tremendous fish. But there is such a tremendous fish. As there's a pashuk pshat in the levyasam. Ablamaisa in the svar magdoshim in the marich to be mazbir. It's nish kipshutai this levyasan, that namreis it is kipshutai, but it's miramiz on hecher and yanim, that are calling the levyasan. That's the pshat, the Gemara brings down that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is misachik im a levyasan. The line of kipshutai, it's a fish, a Kaddish Baruch Hu has nothing to be misachik with fishes yet. It's not the as what does it mean? As vice to chais, that the levyasan is koil hecher and yanim. As what's the hecher and yanim? That is kalul in the Levyasan. As in the Rajba over here in the Chedushei HaGodes, and Rabbeinu Bechaya brings it down in Perik Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, he brings B'Shem Rabbi, Rabbeinu Shlomo, and you see who's the Talmud of the Rajba. As the Rajba wants to learn up the Levyasan, Ba'ifin Zeh, he wants to say that this Indian Levyasan is, Kodim Kol explains the Shem Levyasan. The Shem Levyasan could be learned from Lashon Chibur, Leviya, Aleph. And he says it also could be used for Lashon of Chain, like Leviyas Chain al Rishecha. It's used for Lashon Per, something which is attached to a person. And he says the Indian Levyasan is a Chibur, which is Mefar the person. So what's the Indian of which chibur is mefar the person? He wants to learn that a person is moker from two halakim. He has his nefesh, and he has his seichel. Nine of the seichel is the hechra part of the person, the one where he's mechashiv, he thinks Torah, and he thinks machshavas toivas, and the nefesh is the koyach of the person, linyani gashmius. As he says, if a person doesn't use his seichel, as the nefesh is the lower part of the neshama, the nefesh, which is the nyanim of taibis aguf, is meishach a person. But if a person is over Hashem kiroi, as what happens is his nefesh is neskadish ayide the seichel. Remember, the nefesh is a kli muchan to the seichel. It's mekadish ayide the seichel. As he says, the Indian of Nekeva v'Zachar is, and Nekeva is the Chaymer, Lashon HaRajman, the Zachar is the Tzura. The Mashal by a child, as the Zachar gives the Tzura to the child, the man, and the Nekeva is Makabalan, and she's Mitzayer, the child. So Adin, this is the Indian of Zachar, Nekeva, and Kama Mekoymis in Psukim, Chazal, that's a Chaymer and Tzura. Dainu Tzura is the Ike Inyan, and Chaymer is what you're using for it. As he says, the Be'emes, the Nefesh, is the Chaymer of the Seichel. As when a person uses his Seichel, Favoidus Hashem, to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, and to be Makia Kodesh Baruch Hu, as he's using his Nefesh, Favoidus Hashem, as then the seichel is malave, the nefesh, as koidim called, is a chibur, as it's ma'alit. Why then the guf has a levius chen al reshecha? Shein's tizach is a person who learns Torah and makben on mitzvahs, thus is levius chen al reshecha. As that's what the Gemara means, these Indian of levyasan is to be miram as yisoidis and avoidis Hashem, what the avoid of Adam is. The avodah of Adam is to be malava the nekeva to the zocha, trying to malava the nefesh to the seichel, and be meraimim the Adam. Mela, that's why the schar lasad lavoi, what you eat is the levyasan. The meram is on this Indian that who be zecha to eat from the levyasan, the person that kol achayim was malava the zocha to the nekeva, and who's malava his seichel to the nefesh. As he zaycha to levyasan, this is the mahalich of the Rashman, the levyasan type, the other mahalchim. Oimek, we say this is just one way of learning. As then the Gemara says that Masa Kodesh Baruch Hu Siris Azocha Vesinin at Nekeva Veshamal at Tzadikim Laasid Lavoi. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu saves it for the Suda Laasid Lavoi. As Mikan is the Makkah that Laasid Lavoi, the Tzadikim are going to eat from the Levyasan. And afterwards the Gemara says that there's a Sharabar also that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says saves for Lasid of nine of the Mehema Bahari Elef. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to use that basar for the Suda Laasid Lavai. As Mikan is a makom to be marich, what's the pshat in the Suda Shalasid Lavai? As the Pasha the Gemara sounds like, it's a Suda, yeah, basar. Of course, basar Bahari Elef, a Meyuchadiga basar, that's Tama steak, the best steak. And then you have fish, and that's Tam fish, gefilte fish. And you have Levyasan fish, Schwitz fish in the world. That's the kipshuta of the Gemara. As Yidua, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Ches, Halacha Dalet says that when the Chazal say the Schar Shel Asad Lavoi is Achila Vishtia, as it's Ein Roy. Ein Roy that the Schar Shel Asad Lavoi should be Tanugi Aguf, das is the Spitzach. So what is it? It's a mashal on the tanugim shel ha'olam haba, the tanim shel ha'achila. The Maral by Yosem Chedushei HaGodes goes with the Mahalach of the Rambam. And the Maral explains Gishmak of Pshat, that when a person eats, the word is he's missing. He's missing something, he's hungry, his body doesn't have what it needs to function. As he eats, kidei to fill up his body, what it has. As he says that before the achila, yechoser shleimus. When you eat, it gives a certain shleimus to the person, it fills it up what it's missing, and memela, he's able to go and function. As he says, who had in the schar of loss and lovoi, the nenem yizivat shechina, it's not just the hanna. The vod is it's mashlam the person, it brings to him a level of shleimus, a madrega, and it's ma'alem yoyser v'yoyser v'yoyser. As that's why the schar of olam haba is nimshal to an achila. Thus is the Mahalich of the Maral. The Maisa, the Rajba, when he goes in his Pshatim al Pi Remez, he says another reason why it was Nimshal to Hanah is because Hanah is Hanah's Kufnias, the Hanah's that we feel about and we know. So, Mela, when you want to speak about Hanah, Lasa Lava, you Mamshal it in something which is Hanah Kufnias. Abadasa Shikis, Rambam and Shuva Perikhes, Allah Dalid, that when it says that the schar losad lava is a suda, it doesn't mean literally a suda. It means it's a mashal of the schar losad lava. The Ravid and Psochim and Kuf, the Ravid is a shayla on the Rambam. How could you say that? Hare the Gemara and Psochim and Kuf Yutes Amid Bey says that losad lava, they're going to make birchas amazin by the suda. And that Gadosh Baruch is going to go to the Ovis, Avram, do you want a bench? Avram's going to say no. Yitzhak, Yaakov are going to say no. Until finally he'll come to David, and David say, oh, Lina, Levarech, and David's going to bench. How could you have a Kaisel Bracha? Mishlaim, if we're talking about a real Achila, that's then a Chaych a Kaisel Bracha. I mean, there's no real Achila. How's a Chaych a Kaisel Bracha? Nosfrekt B. Naivin on the Rambam. As how does the Rambam learn? As the Rabbein Avram ben Rambam in the Sefer Melchemes Hashem, where he went to be Miyashiv his father, the Kesef Mishnah over there on the Rambam, they say a Yishuv. That Avada, even lefi the Rambam, there's two tkufas. Meaning there's the Olam of Tchias HaMesim, and that is when the Mesim come back right away, and that the Rambam is Maida, that'll be Begufim. And that there'll be a schar gufni, and that's what it says in the Gemara, that lasad lavoi is yamaisa Mashiach, meaning when Mashiach comes, as there'll be a tkufa, will be better for Klal Yisrael, but they'll still be in the gufim. And then there'll be trias amesim, they'll still be in the gufim. As this suda will be at the beginning of trias amesim. But then there's another tkufa, the tkufa of Olam Haba, which is a higher level. Well, over there, the gufim will be kolam. There won't be gufim anymore. And then it'll be a hechra daga, a daga of just neshamis. Oh. Where's the makkah of the Rambam? The makkah of the Rambam is the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, Lost love, ain't by achila, ain't by shtia, el tzadikim yeshem, vatre seim, vere sheim, shteit lahedya. There's not going to be achila v'shtia. And the Rambam himself brings the Gemara and he says, you see, you can't learn the Suda Kipshutai. I in the Gemara over here is Mavur to Suda with Basa. Zakt di Ravram ben Rambam and the Kesem Mishnah. Is das stay dinim? Is das face manim? Loilam haba. The Goyin is Mitzayin on this Rambam. He goes with this Rambam in Kama Mekoymes that the different Kufis. And he says, that's what we say in Shabbos Tefillah. Ein Kercha Elokeinu Ba'olam Hazeh. Ein Zulascha Lo'olam. Tchias HaMesim Lo'olam Haba. As you see, Tchias HaMesim Lo'olam Haba. Yemois HaMashiach. They're all different Zmanim. That's also the Shittas of the Rambam. Some of the Gemaras are going on the Zman of Yemois HaMashiach. And some of the Gemaras are going on Olam Haba. When you're going on the Spitz Olam Haba, the Olam Haba, which is the Gemar HaSchar, same boy Achila Veshtiya, Rak Nenem is the Vashchina, this is without Kufis. When you're going with the Gemaras that are Mashma, there's a Suda, and the physical Suda, that's going on that Suda that's still in the original stage. And they're still begufim in the Noito Schar. In fact, the Lozer ben Rambam, it's a sharp loshin over there, that someone wrote to the Rambam with a feskite that he doesn't understand how the Rambam could be moitzit kipshutai if the Gemara says that you're going to eat fish and meat, and you're going to have another Gemara, kli milas, you're going to have nice pekotim. As avada means kipshutai. So Ram ben Rambam writes back to him that avada, you learned the Gemaras like you learned in 5th grade and 6th grade, and you were always so excited. You couldn't wait till you get this good piece of meat and this delicious piece of fish and Yain HaMeshuma, the Gemara and Brachas. Ah, as he always waiting, he says, I don't want to disappoint you. If that's what you feel is Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is a good meal with good wine, as I don't want to disappoint you. You should keep on working and doing Avodas Hashem, that you should get a good meal and a gishmak, a cup of wine. If you want to, like, we believe that there's much more to Olam Haba than that. Chaval to limit Olam Haba to such limited things. As Avada, if it helps you and this is what you're always looking for, is keep on it. Go with the way you always looked at it. Because Avada, there is a pshat, that Avada al derech pshat, there'll be such a suda. The Rambam was going for people that understand that the shlemus in life is not a good steak and not a good piece of meat. And there's a much hecher shlemus with tzadikim. Schar, this is cheap schar. As the Rambam was megala to us that Avada is not a tifer schar, a more oimigdig schar, that these gemaras are being meramis on. Yeah. As this is the shittes and Rambam. If the Rambam is thus three dargis, and thus is thus. The Rashba over here in the Chedusha Goddess, and the Rabbeinu Bechaye mentioned before in Bereshis and Perek Aleph Pasuk Chof Aleph, as the Rashba goes with the kivun that the Gemara is going to Pshutai. The Gemara is going that there will be a physical Suda, like the Shittas arrived. No, the Rashba is the Shaila. That what we're saying, that the Schar Loilam Hava is going to be a good Suda. Yeah. In fact, the Rambam in one place writes, that's what Arabs believe. Arabs believe when the Gemara in Brachas says that Ein Bo Lo Yachila V'lo Yishtia V'lo Yipiria V'rivya. It's like the Rambam, it's coming Lafuke the Arabs. Right? The Arabs believe, what's Oilam Hava? A good steak, a nice bottle of wine, and beautiful women. Oh, it's like the Rambam, this is Arabs. Oh, yeah. Musi give Olam Haba to us. This is a psar gnus. This is what Olam Haba is. Asak the Rashba Vade, the Rambam is right to say that Olam Haba is just eating and drinking. Hanos Agoyrin Vade. This is that. This such so much bigger Hanos and better Hanos. Lo yisu Olam Haba. Aye. So what does it mean? La'asid lovoi. They're gonna make such a tzuda for the tzaddikim. Asak the Rashba, that when a person has a Gishmaka Suda, as it's Goyim the person Simcha, and it enables the person to think more clearly, and to be Mizbainin Ravaydis Hashem clear, and to come to a higher Darg of Seichel. He brings, that's why it says by the Navi, that when he wasn't able to be Misnabe because he was Otziv, as he had to be Menagin HaMenagin, a nice Nigin. It says in Olam Haba, the Shira is Nifladik also. He brings a Gemara that Lasad Lovoi, the Gemara in Tainis Chafei, that there's going to be Yud Gimel Naira Shalafarsaman. There was an Amoira that was Zeichet to a Reach Toiv, he brings, because a Reach is enough in the Shama, it's more than a Shama, that it should be able to be Pile, Mokeroi, Nuadin Achila, Vishtia. It's more a person that should be Pile Keroi. In fact, he says that's the reason why Yitzchak asked Esav to bring him, to go out and bring him food. Some of Hashem learned he wanted Esav to have the source of a mitzvah of Kibbut Avim for the Bracha to be Chal. And the Rashba over here suggests that, because Ayadei Vachila Vishtiya that Yitzchak will do, it'll be Mo'eris Koyach HaNeshama, so give a better bracha. Those that bring this is the makor. This rag is the makor for a kiddush. When you make a kiddush, you have a baby, you make a kiddush. What do you make a kiddush for? They bring this rashba, that ayudei, that which everyone eats, they give better brachas. As the Indian of a kiddush avada is, they should give a bracha to the child. If you want someone to give a good bracha, if he's hungry, he's not going to give a good bracha. So mela, you give him good food, a good chalin, a good kugel. Ah! As then he gives you a good bracha. Ah. As thus is the mahalich of the Rashba. As Yadua, the Baal Shem, who was Miyasid Chasidus, this is one of the big Yisaidis that he brought, this Rashba, the Indian of a Tish, a Chule, is this Indian of Kilu, the using the Gashmias to be Ma'ir the Ruchnias, the Ruchnias the Gekaychis in a person, as the Gashmias could be a Kli. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Gashmias to Mimayir the Ruchnias. Even Ba'ilam Hazeh, a person should use the Gashmias to be Mimayir the Ruchnias. The Rashba brings examples from Ilam Hazeh. That's one chelik of the Rashba. And then the Rashba goes on and he says, V'nirin Hadvarim, that these Macholim, it's not the word that they taste better, but even Gashmi only. But it's also the word that the more zach, the more ruchni, as we may, they'll have a special koyach to be machaded the seichel, meaning it won't be stam like a good steak is machaded. It'll be fakel, they have a koyach skuli boif and ruchni that these macholim have, that they're more kariv to be machaded the seichel. As that will be the Indian of the Suda. As the fize kum dechoyes ben lefi, the first knech or the second knech that the Rashba says, lemaisa, both knechim are coming to make one adgosha. Avada the Rambam is girecht. Oilam haba mein nisafresen. Bas nisht oilam haba. Aye, as if we're having a Suda, what's the pshat? It means a Suda that'll be ma'oyer, a person that he should be able to be oivet Hashem better. He'll give his koiches and neshama to be mis'ale. As kum dechoyz, this Suda is a chatimse to be mashed on the person and be raimim the person that he should reach higher dargas of avoidus Hashem. Like we think that by Adam Abba again they could go on vacation. No, we're still growing, we're still being misalah. Talmud Chacham is oilech Michael al Chayel, Osid Lovoy. And the Schar of Tzadik, the Schar of Talmud Chacham is he's constantly going from Madrega to Madrega, Nocha Shlemus, Nocha Darga, Nocha Shlemus, Nocha Darga. Oh, this is the Avoid of Tzadik, this is the Schar of Tzadik, Osid Lovoy. Oh. Tuif. As thus is the famous Machlokes Rishonim. How to learn the Machlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Kama Mefarshim al Shtei Hatzdadim, whether you learn the Gemara Kipshutai, or you learn the Gemara that it's going on Hecher and Yonim, Ramazim, Abul Maisa, La'achar Gemara Kol, Avade, everyone holds that Avade Stam Tefres, Das Nishtoi Lamabo. Shaydes doesn't mean that the kuf will be mushlam in its ruchnias, kilo mimaya the seichel. It doesn't mean in yoni ruchni, in yoni dak, in yoni ruchni. That's the shaylo. Frek the Rashba, I the Rambam shaylo, I the Gemara says loilam haba. There's no achila v'shtia. It's like the Rashba, Enochinami. You have to say there's two tkufas to the Olam Emes. There'll be one tkufa where the schar will be with the guf. And then there'll be another tkufa where the guf will be mis'ale and go above and beyond Achila Vishtiya. And the Rashba brings, that's in the Kudas in the Ramban Shar Gmul. The Ramban and Shar Gmul, and the Rashba say that it has to be that way. Why? Because the guf worked very hard to do mitzvahs. Why shouldn't the guf get a schar also? The guf doesn't deserve a schar. The guf deserves a schar also. As well, it's mistabe that the guf will get a schar lo ilam haba. Aval will be ruchni, muadak. But there will also be an achila v'shti and a schar for the guf. No, afterwards that the Gar Hecha Madregas Nasis for the Neshama. Even if the Rashba Sachakol, it comes out that it's Mamish Daimeter Rav Avram Ben Arambam. The Shittas are very Miskar of Ladodi, meaning everyone's Maida, that there's a Tkufa of Schar, when there's a Nos Aguf, and the Nos Aguf is Latachlus Ruchni, and everyone's Maida that there's a Hechra Darga of the Oilam when it Kilu goes up to the Hechra Darga. As everyone's made it, there's two levels. The Shailas, which stage is the Gemara is talking about? Of Vikaron, everyone's made it. As Begeda, there's Yumois HaMashiach Ad Gemara Elef Shishi. And then there's the Elef HaShvi. When the Olam is Chariv and the Olam comes over again in another Tzura. Yeah. That we have to know if it's Miduyak, that Elef HaShishi, only Elef HaShishi. But Vina Shvi, you see that in Olam Haba, Madregis U Madregis Yesh. There's two chalakim. There's the schar imaguf and the schar lamaylam in aguf. And that's the nakuda, nacha marshal, nacha nakuda, which is in spar al pizad, is Gan Eden tachton and Gan Eden elyon. Rashi himself over here in the Chedushi HaGadol is Meir, but if there is such a thing, this Gan Eden tachton, like Adam HaRishon was put in Gan Eden, it's a place in Olam Hazeh, it's Mefurish and Bereishis, it says there are Naras around it. But it's a place in Olam Hazeh, Olam Gan Eden. Again, nowadays we can't find it. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu hid it, Nishkin Shaila of a Maisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu do whatever Hashem wants. But even though Gan Eden Tachton is a Gewaldige Inyan, but it's not Gan Eden Elyon, Hecher Daga in Gan Eden. They do it from Svarim HaKadoshim, which is Santa Svarim Nekuda. They bring down that what's the difference? Someone who does the mitzvahs raw with the goof as the schar of doing mitzvahs with the goof is Gan Eden Tachtein. But somebody does the mitzvah more with primius, with ava, with yira, with lashma, or someone who has the hechra kavanas or pri kavalas, then he's zeicher to Gan Eden Elyon. As kiilu, the madregas and madregas of Gan Eden, kefi the chelik that you do the mitzvah with, that's the Gan Eden you get to. The more premium the avoda, the more mu'ula the Gan Eden. This is the Yisaidus of the Gemara. The MS, I just want to point out a grace of Yisaid. Elam Haba is what we live for. Meaning, like the Mesilas Yisharim starts off as Sefer, Adam is Nivra, Lahen is Mizim Hashchina, Lagia La Elam Haba. It's an amazing thing that people don't know what Olam Haba is. They don't know what it's about. They didn't make a sugi out of it. This is the sugi of Levin to know what Olam Haba is. As we mamish tatzam b'kitzev as Hashem on the next daf, go more, the Gemara speaks more about Olam Haba, will handle more. Of every person, l'idei la'atzmoy, l'chayre should be Isaac in the sugi. Yeah. Who had in the sugi that we touched on Amar Aleph, what Gehenim is. We saw the Gemara, the Gehenim is Eish, it's Mavur in the Medrash, Gehenim is Kerach also, it's snow, is ice. 6 months is Eish, 6 months is ice. The Goyin in one place brings the Chazal, and the Goyin says that for doing an Avera, the Ayin will be Macham yourself with an Avera, to do an Avera, the Einish is fire. But not doing a mitzvah, I knew the kriris, and not doing a mitzvah is that the einish is kerach. There's another Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Beis, that there's kafakela, the Malchi Chavala chasing a shaman, all over. Yeah. It's the einchim, it's the ruchni is digger mitzias, they have to live with Yerushamayim. That's the tzadara. And as Hashem, we should all be zeicher, asume rav, asay toiv, and then there's knowing what Olam Haba, knowing what we're living life for. Living with the Hechra Musagim of what Olam Haba, being Nene Miziv Hashchina. As the Rambam in Perik Chelek, the Rambam says, a gewaldige Nekuda, when he's marich in Olam Haba, that it's not Hanos Kufni, it's a Himboi Lo Yachila Velo Yishtia. As like the Rambam, as what is it, what's the Hano? As like the Rambam, if you'd ever try to describe to a Summa what the Hano of a picture is, it's not possible. He Poshet doesn't have kelim to be fathom what the Hana is. He never saw light before.
He says that's the pshat. Kol anaviim lo nisnabu el limois hamashiach. Gemara in brachos. Avlo elam haba ein loy rasa elokim zulasecha. The hanah is so great, it is not fathomable ayudei a human eye what the schar will be lasa lavoi. So great. It's just a raw idea to know that anything you have in the Gemara is a tipa mashu of a remez. But the schar itself of nene miziv hashchinam is in the taya ve'in l'shaya. And mashlam with the Gemara and brachas we had before about Olam Haba, the Gemara in Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, that says that the Avos was zeicha timun Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, that they were zeicha l'kol. That's why he's saying Berachas Hamazeh and Hashem Shem Baruch Hu Bakol Mikol Kol. Why is Olam Haba called Kol? Because you take any hana that you have in Olam Hazeh, and not only any, every hana that you have in Olam Hazeh of any person, the Goyin says, that existed from the time of Adam Arishon until now. When you take every hana that every person had throughout the times, and you put it all in one pill, it's kol. Afilu hachi Olam Haba is more than that. That's what it says, that Olam Haba is shava more than kol hanos Olam Hazeh. Is eino afilu the kairus ruach, just the shmek of Olam Haba, the Mishnah Novice. Oh. As whatever there is here, any hana that there is here, any steak, any fish, any wine, any shh. This is not even a mashu of what's put away for tzaddikim, asad lavai. That's what gives us chizuk to do avodas Hashem, knowing the reminding ourselves constantly the special things, the special schus, the special schar that we have that's put away l'tzadikim la'asad lavai. Is that the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and Kuf in Resh Mem Beis in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos? On Shabbos we eat basar. The Rambam brings down we basar, we drink yayin, we have dogim. Zog the Mishnah Dubir Halacha, because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's coming to remind us once a week of the Olam Haba that's put away for the Tzaddikim. Therefore we eat fish, Zecha to the Leviathan. We eat Basar, Zecha to this Baharei Elef. The Behemoth Baharei Elef, to remind us of the Schar that we have the Olam Haba. We drink wine on Shabbos, Zecha to the Yayin HaMeshum Ala Novav. Some people are thinking, ah, the Gavaldigo wine, my Mr. Spitz wine from France, from Italy, yeah. And some people, when they drink the wine, they think, ah, if this is good, could you imagine what Olam Haba is, a mashu, a tima, what Hashem puts away. So once a week, we have to remind ourselves constantly to reconnect, to re-understand how choshev it is, and how choshev it is to do mitzvahs and to learn Torah. You don't have to wait till Shabbos. You can remind yourself during the week. Kamzu l'tayva too. Remember during the week, the schar toiv l'tzadikim. Always good to be machazik yourself. The schar of Talmidei Chachamim, the Gemara Brachos Lamed Dalet, Kol Nevi'im Lo Nisnabu Ela L'Schar Shel Oisik Mitzvos. But the schar of Talmidei Chachamim, Nos Hashem, Ein Lo Rosa. See, Talmidei Chachamim on a totally different diagonal schar of Olam Haba. After you have all the gewaldige meilis of Olam Haba, but it's not noch a madrig of Olam Haba le Talmidei Chachamim. It's kedai to be machazig in these inyanim, it's boinin in these inyanim. I'm shesoid is the ginyanim. The musagim of nitzchias, what the nitzchias is, it's not also, the Olam Haba is not just for one day. Not like, wow, I paid for a fancy hotel, I got in one day, my person is a big usher, and this will, psh, I was able to go to the Trump Towers, and I was able to go to a fancy hotel, yeah, psh, wow, I was able to go to Hawaii, I was able to, what, how long did you go for? Yo, it's very expensive there, I can only go for 2 days, 3 days, yeah. Netzach netzachim from Toivo, it's not just 1 day, it's not just 2 days, netzach netzachim. I know more than a week, more than a month, more than 10 years, more than 20 years. Lenetzach mitzachim. Yeah. So all these toivis, they last forever. Mashenkein toivis olam hazeh, the emissar toivah, I mean, You have a good steak. It comes, it lasts for 2 seconds. Zeh, you enjoy it. A minute, 20 minutes. Zeh, it's gone. But the schar lo'ilam haba, the emissa schar lo'ilam haba, lasts forever. Everyone should be zeicha, the tima of all the pshatim in the Lev Yosan. I knew soon in the beginning to be misala and to be zeicha to all the Ramazim and all the aimik of Eilam Haba Bez Hashem.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.